Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It's good to have you back on board with us. I tell you what, as we move forward to bring about more information that you can use, we always want you to come ready to grasp that information so that you can put it into play in your own lives. All right, and one of the ways we're going to do that today is by continuing this discussion of the power of kindness. How many of you are still convinced that only weak people, only weak people are kind? All right, now let me give you, let's just look at some for instances, all right? But for real instances, though. Okay, let's start with this one. A woman is caught in the act of adultery, which means, of course, she was in the process of having sexual intercourse with a married man who was not married to her, which also means a married man who was not married to her was having sexual intercourse with her. Caught in the act of adultery. Now, here's my guess, and this may be the reason that the story comes to us the way it does. I know a lot of people say, where was the man? And definitely, two people having sex, the sex is forbidden. Both should be brought forward. But in this particular case, they pointed out that the woman was caught in the act of adultery. So apparently, she was married, and there's a chance that he was not. In other words, it could be that only one of them was married. Y'all know how we humans do things. You have two single people who can have sexual intercourse with each other. You have a single person who can have sexual intercourse with a married person. And that single person, the single person may be the male, the single person may be the female, which of course means the married person may be the male or the married person may be the female. And then of course we have those situations wherein two married people who are married to someone else have sex with each other. They're both married. And so they're both committing adultery. Technically, it could be argued that if a married person is having sex with a single person, that the only one of the two committing adultery is the one who's married. Because by definition, adultery is having sex outside of a relationship with your spouse. So they say that this woman was caught in the act of adultery. So they were brought before the teacher. And of course, the law said anyone caught in the act of adultery was to be killed by stoning. Just keep throwing stones at the person until the person was dead. And instead of picking up a stone to follow the law, to start the throwing process, the teacher wrote something on the ground. We don't know what. He stooped down and bent and wrote something on the ground. And when he looked up at the accusers of the woman, the ones who had brought the woman caught in adultery, he looked at them and said, "Hey, look, he that is without sin cast the first stone." Now, I can only guess this because we're not given these details in this true story. It's a true story. We're just not given the details in the story. We're simply told the teacher stooped down, wrote on the ground. And when he stood up, he looked at the woman's accusers and said, "Let he that is without sin cast the first stone." And of course, this is not a very, very general statement, although it may seem like it was. This was not a general statement that was addressed to all of Israel. This was a statement that was addressed specifically to those men who had brought that woman to the teacher. So some translations might read it, "Let he among you, her accusers, who is without sin, you be the one who has no sin from among you. You cast the first stone. You throw the first stone. You get this thing started by throwing the first stone and let the others follow you. But make sure you are without sin." They hung their heads low. They tucked their tails between their legs and they walked off. And the teacher said to the woman, he asked her a question, "Where are your accusers?" "There are none." He didn't let her off the hook for her sin. She was caught in the act of adultery. He didn't read her the riot act, but he didn't let her off the hook either. He told her, "Go and sin no more." Ladies and gentlemen, kind of put yourself in her shoes. Try to do that. Try to imagine yourself having been in some building, whether it was a hotel, your home, the other person's home. You were somewhere with your clothes off. You're married. And you were having sex with someone else. You were caught in the act and brought before someone who is truly the epitome of righteousness. The perfect example of true righteousness. And this person, who is the perfect example of righteousness, says to you, "Sin no more." I know that it's easy for us to get caught on, you know, really, really look at that first part. Go. But let me tell you what, that's the part that followed that second part. And sin no more. You're caught in the act of adultery. And the perfect one perfect in righteousness, addresses your sin, not by reading you the riot act, but by letting you know we're aware of the fact that the allegation is true. We never suggested that it didn't happen. Oh, it was happening. You were committing adultery. Sin no more. Sin is a word that a lot of people don't like hearing. But what a powerful act of kindness. What a powerful act of kindness. By not reading her the riot act, that was an act of kindness. But let me tell you, it was also an act of kindness to let her know that her sin was not being dismissed. Because now she's walking away knowing that the one perfect in righteousness is the one who addressed her sin in a way that would probably echo in her head, reverberate in her head for weeks, maybe even months to come. Sin no more. Kindness. And we see this act of kindness, but look at the power that was included in that act of kindness. He prevented anyone else from stoning her. Even more mightily than that, they wanted him to be the one to cast the stone because that's what the law required. And either he throw the stones or he violate the law because they caught her in the act. This wasn't hearsay. We know She was committing adultery because we caught her in the act. Here she is, fresh off the bed, or stale off the bed, however you want to look at it. What a powerful act of kindness. To prevent the stoning while at the same time confronting in such a tactful yet powerful way. And not only that, but you think about this great teacher and how there were so many of these same kinds of guys, these religious leaders, who was giving him such a hard time. 3 years of his ministry, he had to deal with their madness. But notice this. This man who was so kind that he would heal and heal and heal, also called these hypocrites, hypocrites. He called them vipers. He called them snakes. He called them whitewashed tombstones, not behind their backs. He called them all these things to their faces. Now, I'm going to share with you some serious power when I come back. The same teacher, Jesus. Same teacher, constantly showing acts of kindness, but I'm gonna highlight a serious demonstration of power that his enemies could not and never will overcome.